All right, thank you. I'm going to call to order the July 27th, 2017 meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It's about 5:38 on the West Coast. Mr. Secretary, will you please take roll?
Okay, here you go. So, Grace Allen?
Here.
Miss here. Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Alexander is here. David Beaton? Jay Dunn here. Jim Brown?
Yeah.
Brown is here. Adriana Castaneda?
Adriana Castaneda is here.
Okay, Adriana is here. Bill Clojure?
I'm here.
Clojure is here. Catherine Davis? I think she had an excused absence. She called in. Benito Biax? Benito? Okay, I'll call back to you. Rhonda Garner?
Present.
Garner is here. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Goodman is here. Sabina Jacobs?
Here.
Jacob is here. Ken Golfer?
Here.
Golfer is here. Brother Mark?
Mark is present.
Mark is present. Siri Roberts?
Present.
Roberts is here. Mansour Sabah?
Positive.
Sabah is here. Fionn Stretch? He's not on yet. Nancy Soden? Nancy? Okay, she's not on yet. Alex Steinberg? Okay, Steinberg is not on yet. Tanaka is here. Timber Shibanda?
Hello.
Okay, Shibanda is here. Andrea Turner? Okay, Turner is not here yet. Mascara?
Here.
Washington? Okay, Washington is here. Let me go back. So David Beaton is not here. And Benito Diaz, not here yet. T.M. Scruggs, not on yet. Nancy Soden, not on. Alex Steinberg. Okay. Andrea Turner. So we have 15 people at the moment. We have quorum.
Okay, and are there any excused, so let me, first of all, I'm going to ask for two timekeepers.
I can do the item.
Timekeeper? Okay.
Yes, I'll do the person, people.
Okay.
Great, this is great.
All right, thank you.
And Catherine Davis emailed me saying that she could not attend.
Okay. Were there any other excused absences that anyone knows of? Okay. Are there any objections to granting an excused absence to Catherine?
One. This is Jim. I'm wondering,
yes?
Did you email from Nancy Soden?
Let me double check. Did you occupy?
She's traveling out of town, and she didn't know she'd be in.
Okay, that's no problem.
Jim,
are there any objections? That's two so far, Nancy and Catherine. Were there any others? Okay. Again, any objections to excused absences for Nancy Soden and Catherine Davis? Right, hearing none. I'm going to move on to item number two, which is agenda approval, and we have 10 minutes for agenda approval timekeepers. Yes, Ms. Castaner, what is your point of order?
Yes, sir. First, my point of order that I as the chair to stop the violation of the Pacifica Foundation by law and the California Corporation Code by using a telephone system of communication that prevents to comply with Article 6, meeting of the Board of Directors, Section 3, telephone meeting. And the Corporation Code, Title 1. Do you hear me? Article 5211, that the board might hold a regular and a special meeting by telephone, conference, video screen, communicating. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, thank you. That prevent each director participating in a meeting that cannot communicate concurrently with one another. And, you know, unless that you stop this, it's a violation of the California Corporation Code or the Pacifica Foundation bylaw. That's why I'm asking the chair to stop immediately this illegal telephonic system of communication that violates the right of directors to communicate concurrently with all other directors, to propose or to interpose an objection to any action to be taken by the foundation. I already sent my point of order, and I hope that this time get completely to the minute. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kasanev. Mr. Secretary, please note Ms. Kasanev's point of order and objection to the Maestro system in the minutes. However, we are going to continue using the Maestro system, as I believe this is the best way to ensure that everyone will be able to speak and be heard. Ms. Roberts, you had a point of order.
I challenge your ruling, Mr. Chair.
We vote on this at many meetings, and we've decided in the interest of time and in hopes that we can finish all of the business that we have to conduct. I'm going to note your objection in the minutes. We vote on this at many meetings, and the vote hasn't gotten close yet, so I see no reason to go ahead with the vote. I'm going to go on with the next point of order. Thank you, Roberts.
Thank you. I object.
Noted, but it's out of order, and I'm going to go on to the next point of order. Ms. Roberts, did you have a point of order or no?
I wish to give notice, but I will make a point of order that when a member brings a point of order, the chair may either agree that it's well taken or agree that it's not well taken, but cannot simply refuse to allow a debate or a vote.
Since these points of order are brought up at the beginning of each and every meeting this year, and we have several meetings, I am going to rule that we are not going to vote on this again, because I find these actions to be dilatory. I find bringing up the same points of order at each meeting to be dilatory behavior, which is not going to be tolerated. And so we're going to note this in the meetings, as I asked the secretary too. Now, did you say you want to give notice on something?
I wish to give notice of the improper removal.
I'm sorry, Ms. Roberts, can you speak up, please?
Actually, I'm kind of shouting. I wish to give notice of a continuing breach in that the majority has voted to improperly remove Directors Sharon Brown and Afia Longaza, and has improperly seated David Beaton and Montel Sabat.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts. And your objection is once again noted, as it has been in previous meetings. Mr. Secretary, please be sure to make note of this in the minutes for this meeting.
Mr. Chair, we are on information.
Do you have a question, Ms. Kasanev?
Yes. I think that I received by error an email just at 10 minutes ago from the secretary, saying that there will be a closed session of the PMB on August 3rd.
I believe what you're referring to is something that's about a closed session, Ms. Kasanev. Your point of order, Ms. Aaron, is well taken.
Is for error?
And I don't believe you have received an email in error by our secretary at this time. Currently, we are on item number 2, which is agenda approval, and we have 10 minutes for agenda approval.
Okay, you are giving me 5 seconds.
We have 10 minutes.
For a try. Good.
I'm sorry? Fine. Are there objections? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Ms. Roberts. I think, Ms. Roberts, I think you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I have a 4 or 5 bars. I don't know. I'm trying to make an amendment to the agenda.
What is your amendment to the agenda?
Okay, I sent the motion maybe about 6 minutes ago, and it is to add a motion with regard to KPFT to the agenda immediately right after minutes approval.
I see it. I believe everyone received that in the email sent by Ms. Roberts around 5:38. Was there a second to the amendment?
Juanito.
Okay, it's been seconded. Are there any objections? I'm sorry. Ms. Roberts, where did you want this to go in the agenda?
After minutes, I'm sorry. I wasn't able to actually open the agenda.
You wanted to go after the minutes?
I'm assuming it's the minutes and then the committee motions. I don't know. I can't.
Yes, ma'am.
My phone won't open. Okay.
You are correct.
So after the minutes, thanks.
Okay. Are there any objections to adding the motion sent by Ms. Roberts as item number 4? Immediately following the minutes on the agenda.
This is Mark. I object to someone sending a motion 6 minutes ago and putting it ahead of business that's been on the agenda since March. If they want to put it later in the agenda, then I'm okay with it, but putting it ahead of business we've been ignoring is unconscionable to me.
Point of information, Mr.
Thank
Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Mark. Yes, Ms. Casanova, what is your question?
It is exactly what happened, in the last meeting, July 20, when Alex Stanger, Director Stanger motion just appeared there, and we received it less than 5 minutes before the LSE
I'm sorry, Ms. Cassidy, is this a question?
That's right. I'm saying it's different treatment depending on percent the amendment.
If your question is, do we treat people differently? No, we're going to treat everybody equally here. I assume that's your question. That's what I got out of it.
For information, Mr. Chair, TM Scruggs is on the line.
Yes, Mr.
Scruggs.
I
didn't want to interrupt.
What is your question, sir?
I have trouble logging on to tell the secretary.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Secretary.
Yeah, both DeVito and TM Scruggs have signed on. So.
Excuse me. Okay. This is Rhonda Garner, and I'm searching my email, and I can't find the item that Serene's wanting to add to the agenda.
Again, it was at about 5:38.
I looked. I'm telling you, it's not here.
Okay.
This is Grace for the staff. This is Grace for the staff. I agree with Robert Mark's objection, but I further object to placing this on the agenda tonight because it at least partially refers to personnel actions. Therefore, it belongs in closed session only because even though there may not be anything specifically confidential in the motion itself, discussion could elicit confidential conversation, which is not appropriate for an open session. So I object to this motion being on an open session agenda at all.
Thank you, Ms. Aaron. Would someone care to speak in favor of putting this motion on the agenda?
Chairman,
we're
talking about TFT, and I'm a director from that.
I'm sending it to you right now.
Okay. So the last email that I got from Serene was just asking people, telling people how they could listen to the meeting.
Okay.
Oh, wait, there's one on here called Quick and Dirty.
I didn't get
that. That's sent off. Ms. Roberts, or would someone like to speak on behalf of putting this motion on the agenda?
Sure. May I?
Yes.
Okay. So
I wanted to read it.
Excuse me.
Yes, Ms. Roberts, could you read the motion?
Okay, okay, whereas the Pacifica bylaws in Article 7, Section 3B below provide that a local station board and its executive director must agree on the issue of discharging a general manager, or that, if necessary, the PMB shall serve as a tiebreaker, and whereas the bylaws do not restrict the LSV's involvement or the ED's authority to, quote, permanent managers, and whereas the LSV is charged with approving the annual station budget and monitoring adherence, income, and expenditures, including salaries and wages, and whereas the interim executive director held no discussion with the KPFT LSB in spite of direct and easy access to the LSB, as he is a member of that LSB, be it hereby resolved that all personnel actions by the interim executive director regarding KPFT staff are reversed, and the LSB is directed to schedule a thorough discussion of KPFT finances, staffing, and plans for growth within 14 days, and that all five Pacifica stations shall be invited to carry a special day of fundraising for KPFT to be held by August 17th, which shall be coordinated by the station's management teams, or a station may opt to instead contribute at least $25,000 first, 2017. I sent it to the PMB list, so if people are getting their PMB mail, they shouldn't have a problem.
Okay.
Point of
thank you very much, Ms. Roberts. Who is that?
Jan Goodman, point of information.
I'm sorry. Jan, what's your question?
Yes. Are we just discussing whether to put this on the agenda or not? Is that what we're at?
This was debate on whether or not.
On this motion, I make a motion
no.
to amend.
No, this is an amendment to the agenda. You want to amend the motion. Mr. Secretary, where are we at time on this item? Because we only have 10 minutes this evening for agenda approval.
We have three more minutes. We have
three
more minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. So I agree.
What was your question?
I was just clarifying what we were doing because I wasn't 100% sure. I support the idea that this should be on a closed session, not an open session, because it's likely to lead to conversation about details,
okay.
Personnel details.
Okay.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
What's your question, Ms. Kasianoff?
I don't know. John, Director Luna just spoke about against putting in an open session, but she sent an amendment before? How is that? I mean, I want to understand what Director Grumman is doing, because she sent an amendment to Ms. Roberts' motion, and she said they are 15 minutes after minutes, and now she's saying that she's against. She's against, or she sent it, or she wants to modify or amend that motion. It's not clear to me.
That is a very good question. It is unclear to me as well. Ms. Goodman,
would you like me to respond?
Yes, please.
I believe that this motion should be put on the closed session agenda, but if it remain wherever it is, I want my amendment to be considered along with the proposed motion by Ms. Roberts.
Okay. I hope that clears things up, Ms. Kasianoff, a little bit. However, we're now at time for this item, so we're going to go to a vote on the amendment to this agenda, Mr. Secretary. Yes, Ms. Roberts?
I had asked to speak. I'd asked for the floor, and you called me and asked me instead to read the motion, so I have not yet been able to motivate the motion.
Okay, go ahead and motivate, but then we're going to have to go to a vote. This is the end of debate, but please do motivate it.
couple of things. So,
I point of order, Mr. Chair. We're not debating the motion. We're debating the agenda.
Right.
That's a very good point.
To the question. I'd like to respond to why it should be dealt with in open session, because that is one of the issues that was raised.
Yeah. Please go on, Ms. Roberts.
Okay. So I think everyone knows that regardless of where one is on the issue, one recognizes that this is not a particularly good thing for Pacifica. We're trying to get good coverage, and this is severely problematic. The failure of national staff to observe the bylaws is important, and it's not something that should be shunted into private session. We're not discussing individual employees. We're discussing a group of employees at KPFT, because there should have been board consultation on any of the changes that have been made. So it's a matter of whether or not we're going to observe the bylaws, which is not post-session issue. We're not discussing performance. We're not discussing discipline or any of that.
So all right. Thank you, Ms. Roberts. Thank you very much. We're going to have to go to a vote because we're past time on this item.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Terry, take a vote. Yes vote. I'm sorry, but we have to go to a vote on this. Yes vote will be that you want to add this item to after minutes approval. A no vote will be to not add this item to the agenda, and then we would have to vote on the agenda. Ms. Kasanev, did you have something to say?
Yes, sir. I'm asking, please, if somebody can correct the volume of Director Roberts, because I can hear you perfectly, and some of you perfectly, but when Director Roberts spoke, it's really almost impossible to hear her. Can you please solve the problem of the volume? Thank you.
I will increase Ms. Roberts' volume during the vote. It takes a few minutes. It's not just a simple click, but I'll be doing that. Mr. Secretary, go ahead with the vote.
Okay, so this is to add the Serene's motion to the agenda as item after the minutes approval. So, Grace Aaron?
No.
Okay, Aaron is no. Jim Brown? Jim Brown?
Jim Brown is yes.
Brown is yes. Adriana? Kasanev?
Yes.
What's that, Adriana?
Can you hear me? Maybe my volume is so low. I say yes.
No.
Y-E-S.
Yes.
Okay. Y-E-S.
Okay, Kasanev is yes. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier passes. Okay, Kasanev is here. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Okay, Diaz is yes. Ronda Garner?
No.
Garner is no. Okay, Jan Goodman?
No.
Goodman is no. Okay. Serena Jacobs?
No.
Jacobs is no. Okay. Ken Lofer?
No.
Okay. Lofer is no. Robert Monk?
Pass.
Robert Monk passes. Okay. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts is yes. Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
No. N-O.
Sabah is no. Okay. T.M. Scruggs?
No.
Scruggs is no. Okay. And Alex Standard is not on. Archie Tanaka passes. Temba Shibanda? Temba? Member Shibanda?
Yes.
Okay. Shibanda is yes. Mascara, Washington?
Yes.
Okay. Mascara is yes. Okay, we're going to go back. Jonathan Alexander?
No.
Alexander is no. Okay. We've been teaching down here. Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Okay. Bill? but she abstains. Robin Monk?
I abstain.
Okay, Robin Monk abstains. And Tanaka abstains. No, so right now I have 6 yes, 8 no, and 3 abstention.
I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary, could you repeat that, please?
6 yes, 8 no, and 3 abstention. The motion fails to go to the agenda approval.
Okay, now we are voting on approval of the agenda. A yes vote would be a vote to approve the agenda. A no vote would be not. Please take the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Allen is yes. Jim Brown? Jim Brown?
Brown is no.
Brown is no. Okay, Adriana Kessler?
No. N-O.
Kessler is no. Bill Folger?
Yes.
Folger is yes. Catherine Davis? Which is on here, that's right. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito Diaz is no. Ron Regano?
Yes.
Ghana is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Loeffler?
Yes.
Loeffler is yes. Father Mark?
No.
Mark is no. Okay. Serene Roberts? Serene? Okay, get back to you.
No.
Mansour Shabak? Oh, no, okay. Mansour Shabak?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
You can turn my volume down.
TM Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs is yes, okay.
I'm sorry, just a moment. Who was that wanted their volume down?
Tanaka is yes. That was Mansour. Mansour Shabak.
Oh, okay.
Kemba Shibanda? Kemba Shibanda? The agenda
approval? No.
Okay, Shibanda is no. Mosquito, Washington?
No.
Mosquito, Washington is no. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Alexander is yes. Okay. So it's 10 yes and 7 no, 17 votes. So the agenda approval passes. So it goes to the minute approval.
Okay, the next item is 5 minutes. Mr. Secretary has sent out copies of the minutes from the 7/20/17 meeting. Are there any corrections to the minutes?
Yes, sir. Adriana Kasnev?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Kasnev, what are your corrections to the minutes?
Well, the first thing is that my point of order is, like always, just a resume there. And then at the end, after even what we didn't talk even in the minutes, are the entire point of order, but it's something else. I mean, we have a motion, right? Because we have a motion where approving the minutes was approved the motion to modify those minutes from last time. And it's not here in the minutes. I mean, you know, it's kind of difficult to understand why some motions are here and some of them are not.
Okay, would you care to respond to that?
Sure. What happened was that during the minutes approval, you know, Adriana asked to have the entire minutes added to the end of the previous minute. So the previous minute, the entire text of Adriana's point of order was added. And then the minute was approved as amended after that.
No, I'm sorry. What I'm saying is you can see point number 3 of your minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The minute approval 7617. Actual
right.
Point of order to the minutes approved as amended. Where is the motion? Where you said all of that? Why is not minutes approval as amended? What's the motion to amend the minutes, right? And we don't have even the count.
Well,
point
of
order,
Chairman.
I hear you, Mr. Rogers. One second. Mr. Secretary, when did you... Oh, never mind, I found them. Okay, Mr. Mark, what is your point of order?
It's clear the member doesn't understand how the process works. Corrections to the minutes were offered, and those corrections were accepted by the secretary. So there wasn't a motion. It was an offer of a correction, which was accepted. Had it not been accepted, then it would have been a motion and a vote.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark.
Yeah. Can you tell me where is the correction?
You said that July 6 minutes is posted on the KPFTX, and the addition is in that approved minutes. So you can go to the KPFTX, and your full point of order will be in that minutes posted on the website.
Mr. Secretary, are you saying that the minutes are updated on the website?
Yes. Approved minutes is on
here.
Yes. Approved minutes of 7676, which is what was to be amended, I mean, which was to be modified. That 7-6 minutes has the full wording of the point of order.
Okay.
Roberts was asked a question.
Ms. Roberts?
Okay, so my understanding, and maybe someone can tell me where to look in Roberts to find my understanding.
Mansoor needs to be added to
stuff. Please stop interrupting me.
She was asking to be added to the stack. Please continue, Ms. Roberts.
My understanding is that if minutes are corrected that the minutes should reflect everything that happens at that meeting, including the fact that previous minutes were corrected, so that the minutes of our last meeting should include specifically that the minutes of July 6th were amended and in what way. It is not enough to simply go back to the July 6th minutes and post the correction, because someone wanting to see where, when, and where the correction was made and what was discussed would need to know that on the, what day would that have been? What's today? Today's 27th. Would need to know that on the 20th, we corrected the minutes of the 6th in such a manner. So
fine.
If that is not the case, I need to know where I can find the information about that.
Thank you very much, Ms. Roberts. We're at time for this item. We're going to have to move to a vote on approval or non-approval of the minutes. A yes vote will be to approve these minutes. A no vote will be not to approve them. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Mr. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Grace Allen is yes. Okay. Jim Brown?
Jim Brown is no.
Jim Brown is no.
What?
Okay. This is the minutes approval. So, Adriana Kessner?
You are not letting me modify. I vote no. You are not allowing me to modify it.
Okay. Kessner is no. Bill Crozier?
Yeah.
Crozier is yes. Okay. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Okay. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Okay. Chan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina Jacobs. Okay, good night to you.
Yes.
Ken Lawford.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Ken Lawford.
Okay.
Ken Lawford? Yes.
Yes.
Robert Mark?
Yes. Yes.
Mark is yes. Okay. Serene Roberts?
Pardon me? No, I vote no. You know, you have me voting in those minutes in a place where I didn't vote.
Okay. Mansour Sabah?
Absolutely yes.
Sabah is yes. Okay. TM Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs is yes. Tanaka is yes. Timber Shabanda? Timber?
No.
Okay. Shabanda is no. Maskira, Washington?
No.
Okay, Maskira is no. Jonathan, Alexander?
Yes.
Alexander is yes. Okay. You going back, yeah? Yes, he's not here. So I have 11 yes and 6 no, 17 votes. So minutes is approved.
Going to person.
Okay.
I have a point of
chair.
I have a point of
who has the point of personal privilege? Again, I'm going to remind members that it's hard for me to catch your voice sometimes, or all the time, frankly. So there was a person with a point of personal privilege, and then I heard Muscula after that.
Jim Brown.
Go ahead.
I know why I'm not receiving any attached from the secretary. I don't get the I didn't get the minutes. I get any other notice. I've got one here that says a confidential closed session, but that's all, and that came just a minute ago.
You know, I get the feeling that we need to verify a couple of email addresses, because you're not the only person that's reporting this problem. Our vice chair just told me she didn't get the agenda.
Jim Brown?
Yeah.
When I sent the agenda and the minutes, I specifically sent the agenda and the minutes to you and to TM Scruggs, as both of them indicated that they didn't get the notices when I sent it to the TND list. So it's sort of surprising that you didn't get that, because I sent that yesterday, and you and actually Robert Mark was specifically copied individually as individual address. Let me see when I sent that. But I can send that again to you, because there are a few people who didn't get that. So let me send that to you again.
Aki, I just forwarded them to Jim, and he got them last meeting when I forwarded them, so he should be getting them anytime.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, okay, make sure everybody gets their minutes approval. I mean, their minutes and the agendas and everything. We are on, just a reminder, we're on item number 4. And Sabrina, I hope you got the email I sent you. And item number 4 has 5 minutes, and it's a motion from the Governance Committee.
Is
that Ms. Roberts? Oh, you are right. Thank you very much.
Point of order, and I had also asked for this.
Okay, I didn't hear yours, but I did hear Muscula's. But timekeepers, be aware of where we are and on the agenda. Muscula, did you have a point of order?
Yes, I do. The vote to change Pacifica policy by interpreting the bylaws to give the interim executive director the sole authority to fire and hire a general manager without the advice of or consultation with the local station boards that happened in the closed session on July 20th, 2017, is in violation of the CPB open meeting regulations and puts us in jeopardy of not receiving CPB funding because it changes to it changes Pacifica policy, and it must be done in open session. Therefore,
I'm sorry, Ms. Washington, I appreciate your point. However, I believe your timing is out of order. We're on, we just finished minutes approval. The item that you're speaking about would have been appropriate on agenda approval.
Open session. So
I understand, but we just voted on that.
It's going to be in CPB violation then. That's what the board wants to do. By not canceling this.
Not this member.
I understand, but you're out of order. I understand your point. What I'm saying is, as a point of, but a point of order has to be germane to where we are at the agenda, and that would again, that's why we brought it up and just voted on it. We just voted on that.
We just voted.
That was part of agenda approval. That was Serene's motion was to insert that. And we voted on that.
No, that
unfortunately, that failed. Yes, this pertains to that motion. At any rate, we have voted not to add that to the agenda. And you can't change the agenda at this point. The agenda has already been approved.
Based on the point of order of the Washington.
And beneath the stack as well.
Can you speak
That's four points of order to stop us from getting to item number four. And so we're about to run out of time because timekeepers, the clock is moving on item number four. We'll get to 5 minutes and we'll just have to vote on it if that's what you want to do. That's not a problem. Where are we at time, Mr. Secretary, on this item?
1 minute.
I'm sorry?
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay, thank you very much. So let's go back to the points of order. There was somebody before you, Benito, I believe. Let me get back to my stack and make sure we get everybody in order. I'm sorry?
I wanted to give notice. I don't have a point of order. I just take my 2 seconds.
You wanted to give notice? Please.
Yeah, notice to rescind the approval of those minutes because I learned from something that Catherine Davis forwarded to the KPFT LSC that the secretary had marked me as voting in a particular manner when, in fact, I did not vote on that issue at all. So the minutes are clearly incorrect, and I'm voting to rescind the approval.
Thank you very much. Could you send that information? I don't mean right now. I just mean so I can look at that. You're giving notice.
Okay.
At any rate, and now we are at time on this item. So, Mr. Secretary, we're going to have to go to a vote on item number four. I'm sorry, I can't take any more points of order because we're...
I'm not trying to make a point of order, Mr. Chair. I'm trying to speak to the issue at hand. I'm trying to get on the stack, in other words.
To speak on what...
It is a matter that we're trying to talk about, that we're talking about right now. The point of order that's already on the floor.
No, we're actually on item number four, the governance committee motion, and points of order came up, but the clock was still ticking on that item. And now we're at time for that item, and since we're at time for that item, it's time to go to a vote on the governance committee motion, and I'm going to read I'm going to have the secretary read that motion for us in just 1 minute. Now, just to be clear, though, Mr. Diaz, what item is it you're speaking to?
Muscula made a point of order. Several people have spoken to it, including yourself, various times. I also would like to speak to that issue before we move on.
I'm sorry, that would be out of order because, as I stated, that particular item is what we voted on in agenda approval. Whether or not that item would be an open or closed session is exactly, trust me, I understand exactly what we're talking about here. Whether or not this particular matter, just a moment, I have the floor now. We're talking about whether or not this particular order should be an open or closed session, and that has been decided by this body already. Mr. Secretary, we're going to have to go to a vote on the Governance Committee motion number one.
Okay.
We don't have a motion. Yes, we have a motion on the floor, and it's from the Governance Committee. Your point of order has been ruled out of order completely and ill-timed.
Okay. Now, just in the preface, let me just preface this motion. This is a motion that has been in front of everybody for 1 month now. So every meeting that we have had so far, you had a chance to study this motion. So you probably had like four meetings under which this motion was presented. So it shouldn't be something that was thrown at you at the last minute. So hopefully everybody had a chance to read this motion so that you understand what it says. And then I hope that, you vote one or the other based on the fact that it has been on the agenda for one whole month. Okay? So, Grace Allen?
Yes.
So, Grace Allen is yes. Okay. Jim Brown? Jim Brown?
No.
Okay. Jim Brown is no. Adriana? Questioners?
How can we vote in a motion that wasn't even on the floor? Nobody put it on the floor. How much illegalist you can...
We are in the middle of a vote, and in the future, it would behoove us not to waste so much time with points of order, and we could actually get to debate and discussion on these important agenda items. Mr. Secretary, Ms. Kasanev, I'm calling you to order. Mr. Secretary, please continue with the vote.
Okay, Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay, Crozier is yes. Okay. So... Benito? Benito Diaz?
I think it should be obvious. My vote is no.
Okay. Diaz is no. Okay. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Okay. Jan Goodman? Okay, I'll get back to you. Serena Jacobs? Okay, I'll get back to you. Serena Jacobs abstain. Okay. Ken Lofer.
Yes.
Lofer is yes. Okay. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Okay, Robert Mark passes. Okay. Serena Roberts.
There's no motion on the floor. And you guys are attempting to create an executive committee. With
yes,
against
no,
our
or abstain, please.
Okay, I'll get back to you.
Mansoor Saba votes yes.
Saba votes yes, okay. TM Sprouts?
Yes.
Sprouts says yes, okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay, Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Temba, Shiganda? Temba?
Yes. I
vote no. You vote no? Okay. Mosquera Washington?
No.
Mosquera is no? Okay. So I get back to Jonathan.
Okay.
Jonathan,
yes.
Alexander? Alexander is yes. Okay. And go back to Robert Mark. You passed.
No.
Okay, Robert Mark is no. All right. And Serena Roberts?
Now, I've not heard a motion presented, so obviously I can't vote for it.
Okay. So it's a no.
Abstain.
All right.
You are not coming back to me, Mr. Secretary, or from you? I cannot vote.
No, I got you as a no, Adriana.
We couldn't even hear a motion on the floor. How can we be voting in something?
So, like I said, you know, it has been your point of privilege. Please,
thank you very much. Order, Mr. Secretary, finish the vote. You have the floor. And I'll remind everyone, as Mr. Secretary said, not only have these motions been on the agenda for a month, they were on last week's agenda, and we did not get a chance to vote or discuss. I'm sorry, you do not have the floor. The reason why we did not get a chance to address any of these items in last week's meeting was because we spent all of our time in what is being largely considered extremely dilatory behavior. What's the tally on this vote, Aki?
It's
Jan
Goodman, I did not vote. Jan Goodman, what is your vote?
Yes.
Jan Goodman is yes. Okay, Tenda, what do you say?
Present.
I had you. You're not voting? Okay. All right. So I have, that's not quite right.
What do you have, Aki? Members, we have a lot of background noise going on there, so if you don't have the floor, please mute your phone. Aki, did you get the vote there?
Yes, it's 10 yes, 5 no, 1 abstain, and 2 not voting.
This motion carries. We're on item number 5. Item number 5 has 5 minutes. 5 minutes from the Governance Committee. Would someone care to read the motion from the Governance Committee?
I have a point of order.
Because I can't find it. Yes, what's your point of order? Is that Shabanda?
Yeah, it's Shabanda.
Okay, what's your point of order, sir?
The Pacifica National Board was not given an opportunity to hear or see the report out from July 20th. 2017 closed session, nor were they given an opportunity to vote on it before it was posted. This action is in violation of the policy of Pacifica and the CPB regulations. Therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board be given an opportunity to correct the report out from the July 20th, 2017 closed session as needed.
Mr. Shabanda, your point of order is well taken, and this matter should be taken up in the executive session.
No, sir.
Thank you very much. No, well, it's the report out from the closed session. That's when it's done. That's when we do it and vote on it, just as he stated, and he's absolutely correct. We did not do it last meeting, and so in the closed session that follows this meeting, I strongly suggest that we do that. And since we're on the subject, since he brought it up, as I recall, the reason why we were unable to do it is because of the dilatory behavior of one of our members with their sarcastic report outs, which won't happen next meeting, I hope. I don't know. I can't really say for sure. At any rate, we're at 3 minutes and 31 seconds on this item, and if it would be nice if we could get to debate or at least have this motion read or not. It's really up to you. I'm just a referee. Thank you, Vice Chair.
I'll read it. Number 2, general disclaimer. In order to inform the public of Pacifica's tradition of journalistic objectivity and to facilitate the greatest degree of uncensored expression by our broadcasters and their guests, therefore be it resolved that the general manager of each station will be responsible for the
point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair. I can't hear.
Disclaimer statement.
Yeah, I have that. I have the same point of personal privilege. He sounds like
there's
a fine right now.
There's a bit of static on the line, but go ahead. Yeah, everyone, again, if you do not have the floor, if you're not reading this motion, everyone mute your phone.
It's not everyone else. It's not everyone else that's giving that terrible feedback that's coming from that. So it's not you know, everyone else. I think you should address the issue towards the person who's causing it, not everyone else.
Well, I'm gonna do both suggestions. I do hear a little problem on your line there, Sabrina. So I'm gonna finish reading this motion, and because we have what, 1 minute left on this or so. Therefore, be it resolved that the general manager of each station, because this is actually radio, this motion, it's what radio stations should be doing, and it's so really important that our members get to hear this motion, or at least that the listeners get to hear this motion. The members have had it for over a month, and it's basic radio business. So therefore, be it resolved that the general manager of each station will be responsible for the establishment and use of a general disclaimer statement to be aired 2 to 5 times per day. Normally, the general manager will assign this task and its monitoring to the program director. However, the responsibility for the proper use of the disclaimer statement will reside with the general manager and will be considered in evaluation of the general manager's job performance. And unless I'm mistaken, that's the end of that one. That's number 2. The clock on the wall says we have 1 minute and 10 seconds for this. Is there someone who would care to motivate this? Okay, if no one cares to motivate it, is there someone who would like to speak against this motion? Very well. Hearing no further debate, Mr. Secretary, we're going to a vote.
It's Bill for the sack.
Bill? How did you want to speak on this? I'm sorry. I'll wait too quickly.
It's really a question of motivation.
Sure. What's your question?
I guess I would like to hear the motivation because I'm not sure why it's needed here.
Well, we've only got about 20 seconds left on this item. But nobody wanted to motivate it, and I can't
Mr.
make them
Chairman
motivate it.
Mark.
It's not my motion. It's not my motion, so I don't know what I can do for you. And we have 8 seconds left, 7 seconds
Mark?
Left. Mr. Mark?
There.
Mr. Mark?
Can I postpone to the next meeting?
I guess we would need a second for that.
I'll second that.
Who seconded that?
Tanaka.
Okay. So what we're going to do now... We will vote to have this postponed to the next meeting. If that fails, then we have to actually vote on the motion, unless I'm confused and mistaken. So, Mr. Secretary, just to be clear again, a yes vote postpones this, and a no vote does not.
Could you ask
for I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. Are there any objections to postponing this to the next meeting? Hearing none. Consider that matter postponed. That's the Governance Committee motion number 2, the disclaimers that's being postponed to the next meeting. Governance Committee motion number 3 is the item we're on now, and we have 5 minutes for that. Would someone care to read that motion? Governance Committee motion number 3.
I'll read it.
There it is.
Okay.
No. Let Aki read it, because there's a problem with your phone, Sabrina.
Okay. So, it's a very short motion. Station identification said each of the 5 stations should include the information that station is part of the Pacifica network. And the reason for this is to give the network identity so that people know that we are part of the network. That was the motivation for this motion.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anyone who would like to speak against this motion? Are there any objections to passing this motion?
Benito.
Yes, Mr. Diaz, what's your objection?
My objection is the same for each and every single one of these 8 motions. We are not being given time to discuss in certain motions. This is a ramrod. You know, and so unless and until this PMB
is willing to have an actual discussion of these issues, I don't see how anyone could possibly vote in favor of any of them. Even though on the surface, some of them, such as this one, might make sense. But it is undemocratic and against
the Bible.
Thank
you very much, Mr. Diaz. Your objection is noted. Your objection is noted. So we're going to have to go to a vote to clarify a yes vote. On the station identification motion will mean that each of the five stations should include the information that the station is part of the Pacifica network. If you wish for this motion to pass, vote yes. If not, no, Mr. Secretary.
How can you permanently?
I'm sorry. We are in a vote now, and we are at time. Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, so Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, so Grace Allen is yes. Okay. So, Jim Brown?
Absolutely no. No.
Okay. Brown is no. Adriana? Question in?
You are near me to vote?
I want to devote you as Adriana. Are you Adriana?
Can you hear me, sir?
We can hear you very well, Ms. Castanet.
Well, okay, thank you, Adriana.
Well, we're listening for yes, no, or abstain.
Okay. All right, so I'll get back to you. Duke Folger?
Yes, mute me again, yes.
We hear you just fine. Ms. Kasanev, did you vote? Hold on.
You didn't hear me before, sir.
So,
okay.
You didn't vote?
Then
okay, we'll have to go on.
Okay, Bill Folger? Okay. Okay, Folger. Okay. See, Benito Diaz. No. Okay, I think that's a no. All right. Wanda Garner?
In English and Spanish, yeah. It's the same. It's a no.
Okay.
Yes.
Wanda, please. What's that? Wanda Garner? All right. Okay. Thank you, Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Okay. Sabina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Okay. Ken Norfolk?
Yes.
Norfolk is yes. Okay. Robert Mark? Okay, I'll get back to you. Shireen Roberts? Shireen?
I'm not going to participate in this process. It's a sham. 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Ms. Roberts.
That's crazy.
Mansoor Sabah? Mansoor Sabah? Mansoor? Okay, I'll get back to you. T.M. Scruggs? T.M. Scruggs? Okay, I'll get back to you.
No, I put it.
Oh, you're on mute. Okay. T.M., what's your vote?
Yes.
Okay, Scruggs is
yes.
Okay. Eric Steinberg? Get back to you. Tanaka is yes. Kamba Shibanda? Okay, I'll get back to you. Muscula, Washington?
No.
Washington is no. Okay, get back to the top. Jonathan, Alexander?
Yes.
Okay, Alexander is yes. And Bill Crozier, you pass?
Yes.
Okay, Crozier is yes. All right. So, Robert Mark, how'd you vote?
Mark is yes.
Mark is yes. Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Okay, Monsoma has bumped out. Hang on, sir. Alex Steinberg.
I vote yes.
Okay, Steinberg votes yes. Kemba Shibanda?
President not voting.
Okay, not voting. All right. So,
Mr. Chair, Benito with a question about the vote.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give us the results of the vote in a moment. What's your question?
May I ask my question?
Yeah, I said, what's your question?
Oh, okay, I didn't hear you. Now, what happened to Adriana? She was not allowed to state her vote the first time. She wasn't called.
No, she said no. She said no.
As I recall, she had quite a bit to say, Mr. Diaz, but thank you very much.
She had quite something to say, but she didn't get to make her vote.
This would be a good time in that case to remind members that during the vote, the correct answer is yes, no, abstain, not voting. But that's not the time for commentary, and it slows down this process. We're not going to slow down this process. I intend to expedite this process because we have lost too much time on dilatory behavior at this meeting and at past meetings. I believe there was a point of personal privilege for Ms. Kasinev. You may state it briefly because we're moving on. Yes. Please.
Mr. Chair, my question is, what is her vote?
Point of information.
See, here's the thing. That's 3 points of something instead of the secretary giving the tally of the vote, Mr. Diaz. I'm answering Mr. Diaz. And there's no need to call God into this just yet. So this is what we're going to do. Mr. Secretary, restate.
Are you the chair or the timekeeper?
You gave me the
question. That question's out of order. Allow me. I'm calling everyone to order. One person has the floor. His name is Aki Tanaka. He's the secretary, and he's going to give us a tally of the vote so there won't be any confusion about this vote. Mr. Secretary, also please state for the members how Ms. Kasinev's vote was recorded. I strongly suggest that members refrain from dilatory behavior and from wasting time with points of order and points of information because we're going to finish all of the business tonight, all of the business. Mr. Secretary, if you would.
Okay, so the count was 11 yes, 7 no, including Adriana, 2 not voting, and 1 person dropped out of the vote.
What do you mean?
Mansoor is not on the call. He dropped out of the call.
Got you. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. As it happens right now, this item has 5 minutes on the agenda, and it's from the Finance Committee. What's your question, Shibanda?
Yes. I'm confused in the role in which the chair and the timekeeper is playing right now. I don't know who is the official timekeeper, and I don't understand why the chair is so much more concerned with time than actually discussing issues that the board should make. I have enough time to make as a collective because we are a board. We move as one, not as the chair or, you know, other members would have us move. We should be able to discuss these matters in a principled way instead of what seems like a real sham.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shibanda. In answer to your quarter, as to your question as to the roles of the timekeeper and the chair and the secretary, the three of us are the officers of this board. They are helping me keep time. I am making sure that we spend the allotted amount of time on each item, which is the desire of this body. That's what we're here to do. is to spend 5 minutes on each item. And what happens
that's
is, what happens
body.
Is the clock
you
is actually ticking.
That's the problem. You're speaking for the body all the time, and every little comment that you make, you have some assumption of what people are thinking, and it never lines up with what they're thinking. I'm just
actually,
saying,
I go by the vote,
not,
Mr. Shimano, but thank you very much for your input, but it is
and
not
also,
your place
also,
to tell me how to chair this meeting, and I'm going to ask you, Mr. Shibanda, first of all,
thanking me as a member of the board. You are,
Mr. Shibanda.
I don't think this is correct.
I'm going to call you to order. I'm going to give you a second warning, Mr. Shibanda.
Who called
you
to order?
You are out of order now.
You
will stop speaking.
Who called you to order?
Thank you, Mr. Shibanda. I am now muting your phone.
Who called?
I called you.
Okay, now,
Mr. Secretary, we are now. On item number, everyone, quiet. No one has the floor but me right now, okay? Anyone who speaks is out of order, and you'll be dealt with accordingly. I am making it clear where we are in the meeting. We're not, because we get caught up in points of order and other things like that, and it's hard for people to keep track of where we are. So, Mr. Secretary, we are now on agenda item number... Ooh, number seven. We're doing pretty good. We have 5 minutes. That's right, exactly 5 minutes on this item. And it is a motion from the Finance Committee. Is there someone who cares to read it, or would you care to read it, Mr. Secretary?
I can read it. It's a very okay, go ahead, Alex. I'll just read it since it's a Finance Committee. Go ahead, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay. The motion reads that the National Finance Committee asks the Pacifica National Board to establish an ad hoc committee called the Restructuring Committee to find and acquire help from outside consultants to create a plan for restructuring Pacifica toward establishing a positive cash flow. That's the motion.
Thank you. Would you care to motivate that, Mr. Steinberg?
Well, the motion actually was a suggestion from our CFO, Sam Agarwal, and it's pretty obvious that Pacifica needs some kind of a restructuring plan, and we thought that if we establish a committee, and the purpose of the committee is basically to get some professional assistance to come up with a restructuring procedure. It's not so much that the committee is going to create a restructuring procedure on its own. So that was the basic motivation.
Can you hear me, Mr. Chair, or I'm muted again?
I'm sorry, my phone was muted as well. Is there anyone? Thank you very much, Mr. Steinberg. We can all hear you, but you don't have the floor. Thank you very much, Mr. Steinberg, for the motivation.
Mr. Chair, this is
there someone, I'm asking a question here. Is there someone who would care to speak against this motion?
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Okay. I'll listen to your point of personal privilege as I remind you that we are at 2 minutes and 56 seconds on this item.
Mr. Chair, you said the same before. You gave me the floor, and then you interrupt me, go with other people, mute me, nobody pay attention. And you give me...
What is your point? What is your point of personal privilege?
My point of personal privilege is that you cannot mute people and then ask if we want to talk, because you know that we are trying to talk, and you don't allow us. And you don't... I'm sorry. You gave me the floor, and you need to give me the chance to explain before interrupting me, if you don't mind, sir. Okay. You cannot answer every time that the member makes a commentary. That is not your job as a chair. I please ask you to reconsider what you are doing. Because you're not allowing us to speak, and most of the time is consumed in you lecturing.
A commentary.
Thank you, Ms. Vice Chair. As I respond to members, my job as chair is referee. But thank you very much for your comment. Ms. Kasanev, we are at 1:37. So I'm going to have to ask again, if there's someone who wishes to confirm how debate works.
Robert Mark would like to speak against the motion.
Okay, I heard Benito before that. Did you want to speak against the motion?
If you are
not speaking, please mute your phones. There's a lot of background noise.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, can I speak?
Mr. Diaz, yes, go ahead.
I simply was trying to raise a point of personal privilege while the motion was being read because I could not hear it. So I suspect other people could not hear it as well. And also, I don't know whether I was muted or not, but, I asked repeatedly for this point of personal privilege and was not, no recognition, no nothing.
I heard it well. Yeah,
thank you, Mr. Diaz. I heard it well. I didn't realize that there was a sound problem. But fortunately, we have all had these motions for our at least 1 month. We're at about 26 seconds on this. Mr. Mark wanted to speak against this motion.
Mr. Chair, we may have, but the public has not.
Thank you.